Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Leadership Strategy and Tactics by Jocko Willink, a book that transfers the high-stakes decision-making and team dynamics of Navy SEALs into actionable strategies for the workplace. Published in 2020, this guide offers a wealth of knowledge on leadership principles such as extreme ownership and the power of humility over arrogance. Willink, a former Navy SEAL commander and a respected authority in leadership consulting, draws on his extensive battlefield and boardroom experience to teach you how to foster a successful, cohesive team where collective triumphs take precedence over individual accolades. This book is an indispensable resource for CEOs, managers, and anyone aspiring to lead with effectiveness and integrity. It's also highly beneficial for those in human resources and prospective supervisors seeking to cultivate an environment where leadership is both a responsibility and a privilege. Join us as we unpack key tactics that you can implement to transform your leadership approach and inspire your team to achieve greatness together. Leadership Strategy and Tactics, Field Manual. Introduction. Navigating leadership with Navy SEAL precision. Imagine facing the intense pressures of leadership where every decision could be a matter of life or death. This isn't the scenario most of us encounter at our desks. Yet the strategies that flourish in such high-stakes settings can dramatically enhance our day-to-day leadership abilities. Jocko Willink, a seasoned Navy SEAL commander, translates his battlefield insights into applicable strategies for the corporate world, proving that the principles of military leadership have much to offer beyond the trenches. Throughout his career as a Navy SEAL, Willink was placed in extreme situations where effective leadership was not just a professional requirement, but a crucial survival skill. His experiences reinforced a comprehensive understanding of leadership dynamics, which he eloquently adapts for personal and professional development in less perilous environments. Contrary to popular belief, military leadership isn't about issuing unchallengeable commands and expecting blind allegiance. Instead, it embodies practicing humility, sidelining the ego, and fostering trust and respect. These are not just military virtues, but are principles that resonate deeply in any leadership situation. In this exploration of leadership tactics, you will discover why stepping up to perform alongside your team can dramatically boost morale and respect, why empowering team members to contribute to planning can lead to innovative solutions and stronger buy-in, and why moderation in praise can be more motivating than lavish commendation. Drawing from frontline experiences, Willink provides a guide that is as much about personal growth as it is about managing teams, an essential read for anyone looking to lead with confidence, integrity, and resilience. Part 1: The Clarity Gained by Stepping Back in Leadership. Imagine a Navy SEAL team meticulously approaching a daunting offshore oil rig during a training exercise. The scenario is fraught with potential dangers, numerous hiding spots for foes, and tragically few for the SEALs seeking refuge. As the team aligns, ready and waiting, they hit an impasse. Nobody is making the essential calls. The tension rises with each passing second. In such nail-biting moments, the natural instinct is to remain hyper-focused, eyes glued to the sight of one's weapon scanning for immediate threats. Yet, this laser-focused approach can blind one to the broader picture, obscuring potential strategies and solutions. It's exactly at such a moment that stepping back becomes a game-changing tactic. This anecdote sets the stage for a crucial leadership lesson: the power of detachment. In the thick of action, Jocko Willink, the team leader, made a defining decision. He transitioned his rifle to a high port position, away from immediate action mode, allowing himself a moment to absorb the whole scene. This simple act of stepping back provided him the vantage to reassess the situation and strategically direct his team to a more advantageous position. Willink's ability to detach and view the larger scenario translates seamlessly into a vital leadership skill beyond the battlefield. In corporate offices or during team meetings, when the pressure mounts, taking a literal or metaphorical step back can provide the clarity needed to navigate complex situations. It's about rising above the minutiae, suspending reactive emotions, and gaining the perspective necessary to make informed, calm decisions. Such moments of detachment offer leaders the chance to reset, observe the dynamics at play, and approach the situation with renewed insight and strategy. As Willink further explored in his post-military career, this principle of detachment isn't just applicable to military operations, but stands as a pillar of strong leadership in any context. By sharing these lessons derived from high-stakes environments, Willink sheds light on the universality of certain military strategies in fostering effective, composed, and visionary leadership. Part 2. Finding the Right Balance: Mastering Leadership with Dichotomy and Ownership. In the high-stakes world of a Navy SEAL, leadership can make the difference between life and death. These lessons, intense as they might seem, hold invaluable insights for business leaders seeking to elevate their skill set. Far from the aggressive rhetoric often associated with military tactics like "take no prisoners," effective leadership, as Jocko Willink illustrates, relies heavily on balance and accountability. Drawing from harsh lessons of inadequate leadership during his time in the SEALs, Willink observed the detrimental effects of a dictatorial leadership style. He recounts an episode where a commander's refusal to entertain any suggestions not his own led to dismal team morale and ultimately required intervention. This experience underscored for Willink two pivotal elements foundational to robust leadership: the dichotomy of leadership and extreme ownership. At first glance, one might expect military-inspired leadership to be rigidly hierarchical and uncompromising, dictating orders that are followed without question. However, Willink's concept diverges sharply from this stereotype. Effective leadership is not about swinging to extremes, neither unyielding authority nor complete laissez-faire. Instead, it embodies a nuanced dichotomy, striking a balance between various contrasts, such as being assertive yet not overbearing, directive yet receptive, strict yet empathetic. Integral to navigating this dichotomy is the principle of extreme ownership. This concept is about embracing absolute accountability for the team's actions and outcomes. Extreme ownership means that when things go awry, be it through a team member's error, an oversight, or a misstep, the leader assumes full responsibility. This accountability extends beyond mere acknowledgement. It encompasses understanding the underlying failures in training, communication, or strategy that contributed to the setback. By adopting this mindset, a leader fosters a culture of trust and respect, qualities that are crucial for any successful team. Team members feel valued and understood, knowing their leader will defend and support them rather than divert blame. This not only enhances morale, but also encourages a more cohesive and motivated team dynamic. Willink's insights into leadership, molded from his experiences as a Navy SEAL, serve as a powerful reminder that the best leaders are those who can skillfully manage the fine line between multiple leadership attributes while embracing the responsibility for their teams. This balanced approach ensures that leaders not only command respect, but also genuinely earn it, paving the way for successful and resilient teams. Part 3. Humility and Hands-on Leadership: Going Beyond the Ranks. There's a pervasive myth that skills and talents are inborn gifts. Either you have them or you don't. This notion, however, is a far cry from the truth. In reality, anyone can improve their capabilities in any area through dedication and practice. This is particularly essential to remember when stepping into a leadership role, which can often feel overwhelming or trigger doubts about one's worthiness commonly known as imposter syndrome. If you find yourself feeling underqualified or out of place in a leadership position, you're actually in a good starting point. It's far better to acknowledge your need for growth than to be blinded by arrogance, believing yourself to be flawless. A fundamental insight here: the foundations of effective leadership rest significantly on humility and a willingness to engage in seemingly minor but crucial tasks, like picking up brass. But what exactly does picking up brass mean? This term originates from the task of collecting spent bullet casings after a firing session, a mundane, repetitive job often overlooked in importance. While it might seem trivial, leaders who are willing to roll up their sleeves and handle such tasks not only command respect, but also demonstrate a commitment to the team's collective effort. Engaging in these tasks shouldn't mean constantly taking on menial work, but rather showing a readiness to participate alongside your team occasionally. It's an act of solidarity that not only strengthens team spirit, but also provides leaders with invaluable insights into team dynamics and individual contributors. Moreover, ascending to a leadership position doesn't inherently make one superior to others. It's crucial to maintain humility, avoiding the pretense of having all the answers. Building genuine relationships within the team, rooted in mutual respect and understanding, is more achievable when leaders exhibit openness to learning and admitting when they need help. Leaders who actively ask questions, seek advice, and show a willingness to learn are often more respected than those who pretend to possess complete knowledge. This approachability and humility make for a leader who is not only respected, but also deeply appreciated by their team. Part 4. Empowering effective teamwork through shared ownership and leadership. In any organizational structure, be it in the corporate world or the military, job titles and ranks define the hierarchy. However, the significance of each role transcends these formal designations. Each position is pivotal to the overarching success of the organization. A key aspect of leadership is ensuring that every team member recognizes the critical importance of their contributions. The essence of exceptional leadership lies in empowerment and allowing teams to take ownership of their plans. In military terms, this is demonstrated through the concept of decentralized command, a practice extensively used by the Navy SEALs. This model posits that while a leader steers the direction, every member plays an integral leadership role when necessary. Decentralized command is inherently empowering. Teams that operate under this framework understand their goals and are trusted to make strategic moves that will lead them to successful outcomes. From this autonomy, a powerful sense of ownership and motivation emerges, driving teams to perform at their best. Leaders in this adaptive model are not the sole architects of strategy. Instead, their role pivots to defining clear objectives and mission goals while encouraging the team to develop the tactical plan. This shift not only fosters creativity and involvement, but also embeds a deeper level of commitment to the project's success. When a team designs its pathway, the members become significantly more invested in the execution and outcome of the plan. Of course, not all plans conceived will be perfect. Leaders must then apply discerning judgment. If a team's strategy operates at 70 to 80% effectiveness, it might still be worth executing to maintain the team's morale and sense of ownership. For plans that achieve only 50 to 60% of the desired efficiency, constructive feedback becomes crucial. Here, leaders should guide the team with targeted questions that help refine the plan without stripping away the team's autonomy. In cases where the proposed plan fails to hold any merit, it's imperative for leaders to direct the team back to the drawing board. This should not be a demotivating critique, but an opportunity to deepen the team's understanding and strategic thinking. By balancing guidance with empowerment, leaders cultivate teams that are not only compliant, but also proactive and deeply engaged in their work. This method of leading not only maximizes effectiveness, but also ensures that each team member feels valued and essential to the collective mission. Part 5. embrace gradual problem-solving, and empower your team's independent decision-making. Leading effectively often places you at the helm of decision-making, with various pressing issues demanding immediate attention. However, succumbing to the pressure of making sweeping, all-encompassing decisions can be counterproductive. A balanced approach that emphasizes iterative decision-making and delegation can significantly enhance both leadership effectiveness and team development. The concept here is profound yet practical. Lead by employing iterative decision-making and avoid the trap of solving every problem yourself. Imagine for a moment that you're tasked with verifying the presence of a high-value target based on uncertain intelligence. The target could potentially be located in a distant building, posing a significant risk amidst uncertain rewards. Here, a binary decision-making process, either fully committing to the raid or abandoning the mission altogether, might seem like your only options. Yet, there's a strategic alternative: iterative, decisionaled decision-making. This method involves breaking down the main decision into smaller, manageable steps, which allow for gradual exploration and information gathering. For instance, you could advance your team incrementally towards the target location, setting up temporary positions to reassess the situation and gather more intelligence at each stage. This progressive approach minimizes risk and provides flexibility to adapt based on new data, enhancing the probability of mission success while safeguarding your team. Apart from strategic operational decisions, this approach has profound implications for everyday leadership in any arena, not just the military. It discourages the all-too-common savior complex among leaders, the urge to jump in and resolve every issue themselves. While being a problem solver is invaluable, over-involvement can stifle your team's opportunity to develop critical thinking and problem-solving skills. Instead of providing solutions, foster a culture of independent thinking by posing guiding questions when challenges arise. This encourages team members to engage deeply with problems and formulate their solutions, promoting growth and resilience. By gradually withdrawing from the role of primary problem solver, you not only empower your team members but also enhance their confidence and competence. This balanced leadership strategy, combining careful, phased decision-making with deliberate empowerment of team members, builds a robust team capable of handling complex challenges independently while still guided by your strategic framework. Part 6. Maintain humility and understand the nuances of discipline in leadership. Ego is one of the most significant obstacles in leadership. When leaders allow their personal ambitions to overshadow their team's goals, it undermines their effectiveness and can alienate those they are supposed to lead. This issue becomes especially pronounced when dealing with peers or colleagues at a similar level in the organizational hierarchy. The central principle to remember is this: always keep your ego in check and wisely determine when to apply disciplinary measures. Navigating peer leadership involves a delicate balance. The need to assert your authority can often lead to the temptation to exert dominance or to showcase superiority. However, such approaches are counterproductive. Instead of imposing your ideas, encourage peers to contribute their strategies. This approach is not only applicable when leading subordinates, but is equally effective with peers. It reflects a leadership style based on respect and mutual trust, essential for fostering a collaborative environment. Moreover, refrain from micromanaging, as it signals a lack of trust. This method of oversight should only be employed in specific situations, such as dealing with an individual who has consistently failed to meet expectations despite clear directives and opportunities for improvement. In such cases, setting stringent objectives and closely monitoring progress can be justified. Discipline within a team is another area where leadership finesse is vital. It's crucial to embody the principle of extreme ownership, acknowledging that as a leader, any failure within the team is a reflection of your leadership. However, there will be situations where specific actions need to be addressed directly, such as deliberate non-compliance or repeated disregard for established rules. Establishing clear policies on disciplinary actions is advisable, as it provides a framework within which decisions can be made. Nonetheless, leadership isn't just about enforcing rules. It's also about understanding context. Before proceeding with disciplinary measures, consider any extenuating circumstances that may warrant a more lenient approach. If no such factors exist, then it is appropriate to adhere strictly to the established disciplinary procedures. Throughout all these processes, the key is to lead with humility and discretion, ensuring that your actions are always aligned with the best interests of the team and the larger goals of the organization. This balanced approach not only strengthens your leadership, but also enhances the cohesion and resilience of your team. Part 7. Mastering the art of communication in leadership. In the realm of leadership, particularly lessons drawn from the rigor of Navy SEAL training, effective communication stands as a cornerstone skill. It's not just about issuing commands, it's about how you engage with your team to foster unity, clarity, and motivation. The core of stellar communication lies in providing balanced praise, clear guidance, and minimizing the breeding ground for rumors. Starting with praise, it's important for leaders to recognize accomplishments in a manner that promotes continued effort rather than complacency. General compliments can often lead to a decrease in performance as team members feel they've already achieved enough. A specific commendation, however, like acknowledging Susan for her adeptness in navigating a challenging task, not only boosts her morale but sets a standard and an example for the entire team. Moreover, integrating praise with a reminder of upcoming goals can help maintain team momentum. This balance ensures that while the team celebrates its achievements, it also remains focused on future objectives, keeping motivation levels consistently high. Communication clarity extends beyond praise and into routine updates and directives. Consider the analogy of a line of soldiers. Those at the front are well informed and can act confidently, while those at the back, if not kept in the loop, may feel uncertain and anxious. This scenario underscores the importance of inclusive communication. Keeping everyone informed curtails the spread of rumors, which can severely impact morale and the team's cohesive function. Transparency is just as crucial when things don't go as planned. Openness about setbacks not only preserves trust, but also reinforces a culture of learning and collective problem solving. When it comes to directives, the rationale behind every decision should be communicated clearly. This not only helps in securing buy-in, but also opens the floor to potentially better suggestions from team members. If an order is met with non-compliance, embracing the principle of extreme ownership prompts you to reflect on what might have been clearer in your communication or guidance. Effective leadership communication is about ensuring that every team member feels heard, valued, and clearly directed. It's about steering the team with confidence and care, ensuring that each member is aligned with the team's goals and committed to the collective success. In essence, whether in triumph or in trial, a leader's communication strategy should always aim to bolster the team's welfare and effectiveness, emphasizing that the ultimate goal is collective achievement, not the assertion of authority. Through thoughtful, precise, and inclusive communication, leaders can model resilience, inspire trust, and lead by example, setting the stage for enduring success. Final summary. At the core of formidable leadership lies the concept of extreme ownership. This principle underscores the understanding that leaders are fundamentally accountable for their team's errors as well as its successes. Effective leadership extends beyond mere oversight. It involves cultivating a foundation of mutual trust and respect within the team. To embody this, leaders should empower team members by entrusting them with significant responsibilities. encouraging them to lead initiatives and devise strategies to meet established objectives is crucial. This not only enhances their skills, but also Bolbot's confidence and a sense of ownership over their work. Furthermore, the importance of communication cannot be overstated. A leader must maintain transparency and honesty, ensuring that every team member is consistently informed. This approach prevents misunderstandings and suppresses the spread of rumors, which can undermine team morale and cohesion. By embracing these central tenets, accountability, empowerment, and clear communication, leaders can build robust teams capable of achieving great successes while navigating challenges with resilience and unity. Effective leadership, therefore, is not just about directing others, but about fostering an environment where respect is reciprocal and every member is valued and understood. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.